This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
The SummerSlam Blues is what I think we've got. This is funny. I can't even hear myself in my headphones. Hey, I'm Corey. This is the Three Horsemen
show. Super quiet.
That is really quiet.
Oh, which part's quiet?
I think it's just our headphones.
Oh.
Well, you guys keep going. I'll turn up the headphones and we'll go from there.
I am definitely talking in. Oh, now. See, I hear
there
myself
now.
Is that better?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Hey, uh-huh. The Three Horsemen. We've got Alex. We've got T.O. We've got Everett. We've got Eric.
And we've got Spirit. How about you?
What else have we got?
We're going to have to figure out that whole Three Horsemen thing eventually. Well, I know we've talked about this, but there's three of us, or there's five of us, and there's only supposed to be three. We're going to have to kill two of us.
Five horsemen.
I'm going to toss this out there. Battle Royale. Just saying.
Whoever wins, wins.
Whoever is out, the first two are just out.
I like it.
Let's do it.
Get out of the podcast.
Get out of this business.
All right, boys. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking talking ring gear. We've got wrestling. A ton of things to cover. We can go about 45 different ways, but we are live on YouTube, obviously, youtube.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Follow us on twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Same goes with facebook.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. What am I missing?
That pretty well covers it. Google Play Store. You can get us on any major podcast outlet. So
there you go. Stitches.
If you listen to
Google
podcast,
Play. Just
type in Three Horsemen and you'll find us.
Type us in, you'll find us. Go to, well, first, before you do any of that, go to yoradio.com. Download the Yo Radio app. 2 weeks. What's our start date?
September 4th.
We will be live on the Lineup Media channel. And check us out. Download Yo Radio. You'll have it for your phone there, and you'll be listening to shows is what you'll be doing. Plenty of stations, 60s, 70s, 80s, reggae, alternative, the Lake House. Who could forget the Lake House?
Not me. All right, I'll try. Anyway. Not my cup of tea for music, but there's a lot of other good stations on there that do fit the bill. I listen to the 60s and 70s on there, and every now and then the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the 80s on there, but hey, I'll talk to the programmer. The 60s and 70s on point.
Well, that's good.
At least for me.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Anyway.
Go download it. Give it a 5-star rating. You know how this works. And I'm bad at these promos. I'll get better. Plus,
go on.
There's a bunch more shit to do on that.
Do it.
Do it.
Okay. So starting out, SummerSlam was Sunday.
Yep.
Did anyone watch besides T.O. and I? I think I caught the last, 4 hours of the show? Jesus.
That's
Christ.
It. Dude. I remember when a pay-per-view used to be 3.5 hours with a 30-minute shitty countdown.
I remember there were 2 hours.
Did have the shitty countdown.
Yeah, in your house, a little 2-hour action.
It's awful. They just make them longer and longer. And I saw a picture online. I meant to show Corey, but we didn't want to rewind it because the streaming WWE Network sucks as well. But Rusev, I'm wanting to say they wrestled around 5 o'clock Central Time. And you see, if you get a chance, try to Google Rusev Lana versus.
Who'd they wrestle?
Selena Vega, who's a smoke show.
I have no idea who that is.
Andrade.
Whoa. I'm not kidding you. It looked like there were 60 people. And I'm not talking about just on the floor. Like, you could see the floor and the seats. It looked like there were 60 people inside Barclays Center at this time.
It's like going to a festival or a long Ozfest. You guys remember going to that shit? Or did anybody go to concerts when they were younger here?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we didn't have the money for concerts.
Nobody wants a point. We broadcast out of.
I guess. I saw a free one at Six Flags.
We broadcast out of St.
I think he's talking about like our teenage years, late teenage years, not when we were kids. When he says younger, I think you mean our teenage years?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And no, not really. I saw like Hoedown in 99. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was okay.
But people don't stay for those the entire time. Like, people get drunk. People get tired. They don't stay till 11 o'clock at night. They make it from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they eventually fucking go home. That's what it's like to go, I'm sure, to a big pay-per-view for them now.
And they can't figure out why they had people leaving during Roman Reigns'
matches. Oh, they said people were too tired to boo.
I'd make energy for Roman.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd boo the shit out of him. Passing out or not.
I'd say give it 5 years. I bet WrestleMania will be a two-day thing.
That's not a bad idea for them, at honestly, especially with the network.
It's a three. I mean, like, just at this point, it's a three-day thing anyway.
I'm talking like the wrestling aspect will be a two-day thing. Like,
so yeah, two separate shows, or
yeah, I get that they have like the WrestleMania access that lasts like a week beforehand, but
they have a serious issue right now that when they run the NXT cards the night before the big four pay-per-views, which they usually do them. SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania. It's not even fucking close.
No.
And I don't watch NXT. I don't know the storylines.
But that's just it. You don't have to.
The
like,
product
you can just put
is so much better.
Just put on any TakeOver pay-per-view, and it's hands down so much better, so much more entertaining.
It's sad, though. I mean, I
agree.
It is sad that it is so much better, one, and it's sad that the WWE just seems to be fine with it. Like, just fine with this product being so much better and the characters being so much better. I mean, like, across the board.
I can believe
it's better.
I can believe that.
And then when the crowd is more rowdy, when they're in the same venue.
Always better for a product.
I don't know, man.
It's like the old days. I mean, making noise is making noise. And when you're sitting on your hands and you can watch a crowd sit on their hands, I tell you, the other thing, that's what made those old days, you can watch them tinker with audio. And you can, if you go back and watch now, go back and watch Raw, go back and watch SmackDown, those that are taped, you see people sitting down, they pipe in crowd noise. And it's still, and that's why, this guy must be good. People love him. Now you look and see, oh, fuck, these people aren't cheering anything.
It's so blatant now, it's not even funny.
Well, when they mess with audio,
Did you catch how quick they ended the pay-per-view, SummerSlam?
Yeah, they got that.
They got out of there quick.
As quick as they could. They did not want the rebellion. They didn't want the boos. And the other thing was, is from what you read, they kind of shot themselves in the foot because they have Strowman come out.
Yeah, now that I look back, what was the point?
Okay. So the week before that, there's been this, thought out there. Is there a chance that Heyman, since Lesnar's leaving, Heyman's going to stay at the company, maybe Heyman will be the guy that actually gets Roman Reigns over, be his mouthpiece?
And he could do it.
But they have, but you have this suspenseful moment, and then the go home show on Raw. They have Paul Heyman, Mace, Roman Reigns, and then Lesnar comes out and kicks his ass. So it eliminates that possibility. So then you get to this, and it's like, all right. So going into the night, possibilities: Kevin Owens taking the Money in the Bank, and then cashing in. He gets squashed by Strowman. So then you're thinking, man, Kevin Owens is one of the biggest heels in the company. Strowman's going to do it. And Corey and I were joking about it because, like, man, how many times are they just going to do this to Roman Reigns, put a belt on him, and then take it off of him the same night or the next night?
Would have been a great night to do it.
The only other thing they could have done was have the Shield reunite. But they didn't want to do that, looking back on it, because do you want it to make it look like it takes three guys to beat Lesnar on his way out the door? No.
That was the other thing I started thinking about, and I think you might have been on the money about this. Do you think it hurts WWE and wrestling in general to have him get beat by Cormier. And now that I think about it, it would not be good to have him and go and get if do you is he going to beat Cormier?
Cormier's going to fucking make I mean
he's got a so, he's got a puncher's chance though at whipping Cormier's ass. No, but Cormier is more refined. No, and he's a better wrestler.
Brock doesn't throw. Brock doesn't have good hands.
He tearing his orbital socket with one punch.
Because he is on top of him pounding him. He doesn't have that stand up.
With that first hit, knocked his ass backwards and then took off running at him.
Of course, that was 7 years ago. Something like that.
That was before USADA. That was the
fair.
Other thing.
Well, fair.
Noticeably how much smaller was Lesnar Sunday night.
Even Cormier tweeted about it.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
What did he say? Like Cormier,
he was a side-by-side picture, wasn't it? That he tweeted, or somebody tweeted that. Did you see that side-by-side?
Oh, T.O. and I were just waiting to see what he looked like with his shirt off. He looked like a fucking triangle now.
Yeah.
Just pointed with a big, giant fucking head.
His fucking head's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not going to get smaller. I just don't. And again, you're right. There's always a puncher's chance. Everything that Brock does, Cormier is a world-class wrestler. He wrestled in the Olympics. Brock was an All-American. Brock is going to have a size advantage, but Cormier ended up outweighing Stipe in their fight. So
did he outweigh him?
Yeah.
He
weighed in higher.
Wow.
So you go in there, Brock's going to be stronger, but I don't see a situation to where Brock takes down
he had to have deleted
Cormier. And I don't see – I mean, you watch it. Do you think there's any way there's an exchange that Lesnar clips Cormier?
Dude, to be honest with you, I thought Cormier was going to get his ass beat by Stipe. So what do I know?
That's where I was at, too.
Put it this way, though. If Stipe were going to fight Lesnar, what would you think?
Either Stipe or Cormier, I give it to them, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you think Stipe would have knocked him out?
You can't just part-time it. You know what I mean? Once a year after your drug test, pop and fail, and come back after your suspension, and then do it again.
I think Lesnar's just going to get gassed. Second round, he'll be gassed.
Did you see the Shane Carwin Brock Lesnar fight?
Uh-uh.
Definition of gas in that fight.
Yeah, I have to disagree. He's not going to be gassed.
You think?
He's going to be in the best shape he's ever been in his life.
I don't disagree with you. I no.
He's going to have to be in
Brock
shape.
Brock Lesnar cares about money and money only.
See, that's my logic.
That's why he's going back. He's going to come in ready for this fight. He'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
He might flunk the test afterwards.
Fucking guaranteed.
But he will be – he's not going to look bad.
He sure looks off the gas now.
Yes. When they have the weigh-ins and they have the physique, you're going to look – and it's going to be one of those things like, no way this fat guy's going to beat this monster. But Cormier is just a different duck, man.
He's fucking good.
As an MMA fan, and we don't have to dwell on this, but I wish it was John Jones fighting DC, or I wish it was John Jones fighting Lesnar.
Oh yeah, super duper more. Juice fight.
Because I think Lesnar would have
let them both.
I think Lesnar would have a better chance of beating Jones.
Probably. You want to see Lesnar succeed? Is that what you're saying?
I just think
I'm indifferent, honestly.
It's more
with where he goes.
Because Lesnar's wrestling would
is he 40 yet?
Who?
Lesnar.
If not, he's damn close. If not, he's
checking.
Damn close.
Yeah, because
he is 41 years old.
Yeah, he was wrestling the NCAAs when our senior year of high school in St. Louis.
He's born in 77.
We're in our late 30s. He's got to be pushing 40.
He's 41. He was born July 12, 77.
So Lesnar would have had the wrestling advantage against Jones, so there would be that chance of Lesnar getting the takedown and grounding and pounding. But what would have looked worse is John Jones, who weighs probably 225.
Maybe.
Just picking him apart and just kicking the shit out of him and with kicks and knees. I mean, just almost making it a spectacle in the way he does it. I think Cormier will probably just knock him out with dirty boxing.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, Cain Velasquez whooped Brock pretty bad.
Yeah, I understand. His stomach was also eating itself at the time.
True.
You got to give him some leeway on that. What was it called?
Diverticulitis.
I don't know.
Ooh.
It's a hole in the intestines.
Ooh.
I feel his pain.
Can you imagine fighting through that?
No.
He's fucking superhuman.
I can't imagine it. How do you even train with that is what I want to know. You're going to wake up feeling
great
like
question.
Shit rolled over. feel that way all day long, yet you still are going to go in and do 10 hours of fucking maniac training.
What's that, like having a fucking ulcer times 1,000?
Something like that. It's an actual hole in your intestines. Oof.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, you can die from
it. They took
out
like a foot and a half of his intestines.
It's actually something you can die from.
Well, I'll be watching, but he's noticeably smaller. Was he on the show last night or not?
No, and that's what's interesting is because he was supposed to have his... They had talked about him getting his rematch clause.
He was advertised for the show.
Yeah, and he didn't show up. So they don't know if he's going to do a pay-per-view. It's up in the air what's going to happen with how he finishes out his contract.
Is his contract up?
We don't know.
Nobody knows. No,
unbelievable.
Only Vince and Dana know.
Meltzer, the dirt sheet guys, nobody knows what his contract is.
Fuck.
I'm assuming Heyman's probably the only guy that actually knows what that contract is.
Well, I don't know either.
Real quick, back to Strowman. So, do you think he was brought out just to troll the crowd?
You know, I don't know. I can't make any sense of it. It just doesn't make. I don't know. It was a weird move on my part.
Their part.
On their part. It was funny to see Lesnar throw a belt 300 feet, though.
The fucking briefcase?
The briefcase, not the belt. Yeah.
He threw a fucking briefcase back at the stage from the ring to the stage and hit the fucking screen.
I gotta watch it.
I don't know what the briefcase was. I'm sure everything's taken out of it, and it's
still, it's a 2-3 pound briefcase.
Yeah,
easy.
I mean, he chucked that thing.
We need to have a show about things that people have to take through airports. Can you imagine having to check a belt? A
kendo stick.
Or check a briefcase. Kendo stick. Yeah. Yeah, where do you go buy those?
You be careful with that.
Kendo stick store?
Do you, when you get in town? Kendo stick, boy.
You have to buy bendable fucking trash cans for
a... That's my good kendo stick.
Jesus. Yeah. Bendable trash cans at the trash can store?
That's my TV stick, not my house stick, boy.
That is my good kendo stick, you bastard.
Again, you're at the Three Horsemen show.
That's a good seg, though, right into our topic for today.
It is. It's a good segment, and you can find us real quickly. Again, like we said at the top of the show, yoradio.com. Go to yoradio, download the app. Find us on facebook.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Same goes for twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow. And if you are on YouTube right now, you know where we're at, youtube.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Type in T-H-E. That's the... And then type out 3, T-H-R-E-E, Horseman, H-O-R-S-E-M-E-N, and then type out show. You'll find us. You'll find our great big logo that looks oddly like the Four Horsemen. That's funny how that
He
works.
Broke their LED board is what happened.
Oh,
those
just
are expensive, too.
So,
like, highly expensive.
As a technical guy, he didn't break their board. He broke a few panels out of it. Those things are completely modular. They're a foot by a foot each panel. So they could just take the pieces out. They're like,
okay, I see what you're saying. So a
couple $100.
Interesting. We're here today to talk about ring gear. We got through the Intercontinental title last week, and we decided we were going to talk about ring gear. So right off the top of the heap, whatever the fuck.
My words
don't work today. Who's give me some favorite ring? Who's your favorite ring gear of all time? T.O.
Favorite ring gear of all time.
That's a tough one.
Austin. I mean, I just think the...
Black on black on black.
Yes. Just that look, the NWO, when it was just the outsiders, when it was tight to them.
Mm-hmm.
I like the black look because it was, all right, you're wearing black, you're a bad guy.
Isn't it weird
what
that...
What I can point to now is shit I don't like. And there's a lot of it.
What we see in, and I'm sorry we keep going back to current day, but we watched Rousey last night, what day is today? Rousey at SummerSlam. What the fuck did they do to her?
Her eyes?
They put makeup on her?
Looked pretty rough, dude.
It was not a good look.
I told Corey, I was like, they're going to try to get her to cry. Like, it looked like it was blatant to have her have mascara run down her face, but it was... I don't know.
She's stone cold. She's stone cold Steve Austin right now.
That's what she is.
That's what she should. I take that back. She's not. She should be.
She should be.
She should wear all black. And I wish she'd get rid of the short boots. She wears boots to about the bottom of her calf.
Really? She needs the long, tall ones is what she needs, I feel like.
And that's one of the things that we're going to eventually get in today. there's a difference between long boots and
trainers.
Yeah, Stone Cold wore those short. He looked like Mike Tyson did in the 80s.
Yeah.
And that, and I think that was what they were going for. Though.
It worked well with those jean shorts he wears.
Jean shorts.
And his black undies.
Favorite ring gear of mine?
Yeah.
Jake the Snake Snake. That's ring gear, man.
I agree.
Now what about his tights?
Tights were cool, but not as cool as the snake.
They were just snake print tights, weren't they?
Yeah, the snake was fucking green. Remember when he attacked Macho Man with it and shit?
His accessory. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Gave Andre a heart attack.
Disgusting.
Back in the day.
He gave what?
Rick Rude's trunks are the first trunks I actually remember.
Yeah, those were nice.
How he would do the airbrush of, you know, did he do Miss Elizabeth on him one time?
And no, he did Jake Roberts' wife.
Jake Roberts' wife, you're right. There you go.
Did the Intercontinental belt. What else did he do?
He had like four. I remember that one.
I'd like to get a pair of loose-fitting pajama pants with that are just done up like Rick Rude. Tights.
I like how you specified loose fitting.
Yeah, I don't want to be tight.
I also like that you specified loose fitting.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine me in some good old spandex? You can. I know you can. You don't want to.
I can. Ow.
Jeez.
Trying to get that picture out of
here. I'm actually imagining it now. Hold on. Yes.
Hey, real quick, Everett, can you Google Mantar and put it on the stream?
I sure can.
Because I want to compare Mantar to Rousey's makeup. I want you guys to see this.
I'll put them both on. It's going to take me a second, but
as we do that, right. Who's your favorite ring gear of all time, Alex?
The favorite of all time is probably the Road Warriors, just because the shoulder pads.
Iconic. That was in every sense of the word.
That was the first merch outside of Hogan or Warrior I remember that I wanted. look, there we go.
That's not on the stream, though. Hold on.
I know.
That's the guy you want, though.
Yeah. But even before that, like, I remember something that I thought was really cool was whenever Rick Steiner had the ear pads.
Yeah.
It was unique. It was simple.
Your headgear for actual wrestling. College wrestling headgear is what
they mean.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he did wear the headgear. Shit out of those. Didn't he? Oh, man. Is that what you're talking about where she pulled the chick's arm out of socket?
If you're listening to us on iTunes, you need to go to YouTube at this point.
Jesus, that looked rough.
Get it over with.
And that was before she did the arm bar. She had it like her arm manipulated. Wouldn't you say, Corey? Like when she had her in the arm bar before she actually went to the arm bar?
She's got
to
be fucking double jointed to pull that shit off.
Without a doubt.
But you were talking about the Road Warriors ring gear. Not only the shoulder pads with the spikes, they had those vests with the spikes. And I loved when they had the black trunks with just Road on one side, Warriors on the other side.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for their entire presentation.
All right, boys, there's the Mantar.
You'll see Mantar if you're on YouTube right now.
That's some good attire.
Is that Ronda Rousey or pretty similar?
Mantar with Ronda Rousey's
eye
makeup.
That's saying the buffalo head they used to wear out or whatever, the Minotaur head it was supposed to be. But now here's Rousey. It's kind of hard to see. I'm gonna kind of get it zoomed in on the stream here.
Oh, that's taking up the whole stream, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
There we go.
That's a good. It's not what you need to be doing. And look at her fucking arm. Slide down and focus on that.
Let me size this.
Look at that referee.
Why, Ronda? Let her go.
Oh,
she's just for the title.
What you doing it for, girl?
There we go. Streamers.
Ugh.
She got her back pulled back. That's not even like a real move. She's just kind of jerking her shoulder.
And you can't see. She had these stripes. Ronda had these stripes on her trunks. And they incorporated the stripes on her gloves to give her some color, I'm sure. And you'll notice.
It was weird.
It looked like Wolverine's claws.
Well, the way they highlight Rowdy with those colors were the way that they did the stripes on her gloves and on her trunks. So it all fit. But it didn't fit unless you can see it all in up close. And I love HD. That's great. But it just doesn't. It's not for her. At least she didn't smile. She just fucking speedwalking.
Speedwalk's fine.
She is speedwalking.
I like that.
Doing something. But going back to ring attire. We talked about the Road Warriors. We've talked about Rick Rude. I think there was always something to be said for Hulk Hogan's red and yellow and how clean he always looked. And the same goes for Ric Flair. Ric Flair says he's had over 800 pairs of boots in his career. He never wanted to look shoddy going into a big show. And I do agree, always looking clean, always on, you know, at your best look for a big show. I do miss that old school, hey, those boots have been worn 5,000 times. Look, I always go back to looking at like Tully Blanchard's ring gear, because as clean as Blanchard looked, he always had that same look.
Yeah.
And those guys in the 80s always had that same look. Bret Hart, it seemed, always wore those boots throughout his fucking entire career with the star on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll remember the pink star. Some of you will that are listening, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But that was always a dirty look. Randy Savage. Okay, so Savage, for years, had the three stars on his tights, the three star short trunk look.
And then I thought Punk had that first.
First.
Right. Okay, so did you enjoy watching him in his early days with that look? This is before he became the Macho King and then went to purple and gold.
Snap into it.
Then he went to wearing a fucking cowboy hat. Jeez. And fluorescent colors.
I hated
streamers,
that.
The streamers on the jacket.
That's kind of the point. Yeah. Which Savage do you like? Do you like that gear, his later gear, or do you like his original, I'm a wrestler with yellow boots all the time, always had yellow boots, but he would switch. He would have green, he'd have orange, he'd have a version of red, he'd wear pink and yellow, he'd wear you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Assortment of color to him, as opposed to a goddamn cowboy hat with pants and a shirt. He wrestled in a fucking shirt the last 15 years of his career.
His very last match was a long sleeved shirt.
Yes. I mean, there's something to be said for guys who switched gear to make themselves more colorful as opposed to their old gear. Like, well, Sting's another example.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I was about to say. To answer your question, though, I prefer the old Savage. I mean, just change the colors up, but it still was the same basic design.
Yes.
But I'll push that further a little bit. And Eric brought it up. I liked when he came out with the big, I don't even know what you, just the big robe type thing. Uh-huh. Where, and he's got like the arm extension, so it looks like his arms are like 10 feet long on each side.
Oh, it's robes.
Yeah. Cool.
But then Flair, the same thing. Like if you go back and watch, I don't know if it's the Flair or the Horseman documentary, but he had over 20 different robes made like just in the 80s alone, dropping $3,000 a pop for each robe.
Could you imagine losing one of those?
No. I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he did.
Water. Ooh. There's another thing we haven't talked about. We haven't even brought up people's robes.
Do they have to pay for their own ring gear?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. Oh, so, what were we watching where we saw the guys pay for their own shit in WWE?
Like the kids down at NXT have to buy their own ring gear, and Cena started some program. Apparently Cena wasn't aware of it. And Cena, like, they gave an award out for whoever worked out hard, and Cena would give $1,000 towards their ring gear. But they're talking about how some of these kids, at the end of the day, after they pay for their ring gear, and then you've got some of these asses in NXT that are wearing custom Jordans. Now I'm assuming they're being made by this guy that's getting his brand out there. It's Machi Customs. He does a lot of their shoes. But it's... I had no idea they paid for their own stuff.
I didn't.
That's crazy.
You think they pay for it whenever it's like the King gimmick? So that's been shared by a bunch of different wrestlers, from Harley Race to Booker T to Jerry Lawler, for instance. Does the company pay for the King gimmick stuff?
For like the King of the Ring?
Or King of the Ring, or just King Harley Race. Think about how his, you know what I mean, when they get the crown, they get it all, and it doesn't do with King of the Ring, but... There's been 10 different kings.
Well, I'm sure I would think they had a crown made for
them. Yeah, what if they're pushing an angle on you and it requires you to wear certain gear, you know what I mean? It's like, you want me to wear this gear and I got to buy it all myself?
What if you need a shiny black suit with dollar signs on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you get
and
that?
And a $1 million belt.
There you go. That was good ring gear there, wasn't it? That's the $1 million belt. That's gear. Fucking beautiful.
That's one of the best
didn't,
of all time.
Didn't he pay for his own belt, though?
I think he did pay for the belt.
I mean, fuck, he had $1 million. Why wouldn't he?
There's a discussion. Yeah. He paid for that? Fuck, man. It cost him $1 million?
$10 million.
Of diamonds and rubies?
Million.
What?
No, but I thought I read he paid for that for some reason.
No, I think I remember seeing
it. He did $30 million.
$30 million. How about the Ultimate Warrior?
That came with Virgil.
Who though, went so. From...
Jesus Christ.
came Virgil. Virgil. Nothing like a good Virgil.
Virgil was part of the deal.
Yeah.
The Ultimate Warrior. You'll remember when we were younger, yes. Solid colors were the go-to. Mm-hmm. He was yeah. red and black and blue
yellow
and
green.
Orange. And then he went fluorescent.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Like so many people went fluorescent at that time.
Early 90s. Like
yeah.
Saved by the Bell colors is what it reminds yeah. me of. Yeah.
There you go. He went to his Saved by the Bell colors. And then,
boom.
And then, of course, when the second Ultimate Warrior came in because the original Ultimate Warrior died, was the rumor when we were children.
Still, people still believe that.
You know what? That's a good surreal
the Ultimate
talk
Warrior
discussion
is dead,
right there.
For sure.
Well,
but
a
he didn't
real
die back then.
Conspiracy theory.
Is he really dead, though?
He's really dead, sir.
Is he?
He's
he
dead.
Is.
I saw it happen.
Okay. You saw it.
I was there.
I can't back
man.
That up, but
breaking news.
The Ultimate Everett saw it happen.
That's right.
Did you appreciate the Ultimate Warrior's gear when he went to what looked like giant Gonzalez gear where he painted on his abs and
no.
shit?
No.
WCW
or looked like he was fucking naked.
Oh my god.
You
no.
were the who was it? The Rebel, what was his name? The Renegade. The fake warrior they brought out.
Oh.
He had the same type of like, you know, flesh colored.
They just painted an R on the
yeah,
side of his
face. Yeah, wasn't a big fan of painting an R.
yeah.
The what? Renegade.
Can you imagine the talk in the locker room between all the guys? Like, all right, we got to give him something. What are we going to do? Fucking paint an R on his face. He'll be all right. Send him out there. And, yeah.
WCW
fucking
is,
R.
in my opinion, famous for that type of shit. Think Master Blaster. You know
laziness?
What I mean? Let's just come up with an idea and run with it.
Let's be the Road Warriors.
What was the? Sorry, just real quick. What was that humpback tag team that they tried to bring in?
The Hunchbacks.
The Hunchbacks.
Was that it?
Yeah,
that was their name.
They could never get pinned.
I don't recall that.
That was what's it? Crockett.
I don't believe
Crockett,
I've ever
was,
seen them.
Yeah.
The Hunchbacks or the Hunchback.
I guess that's their name. I don't.
Building.
I'm the same thing. I'm the
Quasimodo.
No, you're talking about the Ding Dongs.
No,
from Belleville.
So Bill Ding.
Bill
was a character.
The evil architect.
The evil architect that Disco Inferno came up with.
Old Glenn.
So you're still talking about Saved by the Bell. Belding.
Richard Belding.
Richie yes. Belding.
But you could be Richard Belding.
Yeah, I mean.
The evil principal.
Want.
Hey, what, yeah. what,
you'd always make an announcement. You'd always make an announcement before your match that you wanted somebody to report to your office. Give him the office.
I mean, how different really are Rick Steiner and AC Slater?
Where is this going?
I don't know where it's going
at all. Is all I'm saying.
But I can think of gear for Richard Belding.
Let me ask you this: what era had the best ring gear? Be it attire Ooh. Or Ooh. Accessory or whatever.
It's there's some gear in there.
Early 90s.
Well, are you a fluorescent colors fan? Because if you are, then the 90s are your thing.
I mean, maybe.
Sting went from all those solid colors to that fluorescent shit.
Yeah.
Everything was fluorescent in the early 90s.
Not Jake the Snake, baby.
Bullshit.
Mm-mm.
He was in that lime
they
green horse
it.
Shit.
They had that yellow snake, remember?
Yeah.
The,
yes.
Oh, fuck, I'm wrong. You're yeah. right, they did. God damn it.
Well, and T.O. and I have sure. talked about this in our mini.
Wait, who can
comics.
Name the snake?
Damien?
Dude, we did this. Yeah. Why do you think nobody can name the snake?
I couldn't remember.
Oh,
That's what I'm asking.
I thought you were
get
snake.
The fuck
I couldn't
out
remember.
Of here.
I thought you were going for the second one. The second one was Lucifer.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Earthquake squashed the first one.
I remember that.
Then he got himself
really
a COVID.
Could you imagine if they would do that? PETA would be all in a tizzy.
They weren't happy back then.
Yeah.
All I could do is add a credit saying no snakes were harming the making of this show. Boom, done.
Well, you're talking about that, about what generation or what era is your favorite. I mean, God, look at the 90s when everybody went to fucking black. You couldn't find a match where somebody didn't have black on.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it was, like it or not, the NWO and Steve Austin, if you wanted to get over,
well,
the
Rock,
I've
the
never
Rock
seen
was,
The Rock
yeah.
in anything but black.
Goldberg. I was going to say, you had Goldberg, you had Nation of Domination, you had
yeah.
that DOA stable, you had
Gangrel
I mean,
stable.
Even DX was... Black and green.
And green.
And silver.
Wow.
Sable. Undertaker.
All black.
Black.
It's kind of old school there, though.
I mean, little purple. That was a black.
Sting went black and white.
Yeah. Was there anyone not black and white, if you really think about it in that
Nasty
time?
Boys.
Alex Wright.
No, no.
Das Wunder Kid.
He was Berlin by that point.
Oh, I guess
he was Berlin. Ah.
Did Bret Hart keep the pink when he went to WCW?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sort of. Because eventually he went to jean shorts and fucking leather jacket.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
So with little trainers.
I'm trying to think. What was Roddy Piper wearing in that?
A kilt.
He just wore blue tights.
Yeah, blue tights. And eventually he went to a jean shorts thing, too, I think.
They say that's what killed Luger. Because Luger went...
Jean shorts?
Luger wore... No. Luger was originally... He would flip around. He'd wear white. He'd wear yellow. He'd wear red. He'd wear blue. And then he went to black, and that was it. He didn't change his colors at all. It's actually... I mean, it's been talked about for years, but...
And then he went NWO red and black and just wore black jeans.
Oof.
Man, late Luger was worse Luger for sure.
Yeah, when his
skinny
hips...
Luger and...
When his hips went, he was done.
Yeah.
Same with Steiner.
Fair.
I mean, the Steiners were neon. Neon everything.
Yeah, Scott Steiner used to wear some weird shit before the NWO, didn't he?
Like, best stuff.
He had that thing on his head, like the chain, like...
I thought you were talking about
that chainmail coif.
You're talking late Steiner as opposed to early Steiner.
Yeah, I'm talking pre-NWO.
Oh, you're talking mullet Steiner.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking about, though, that chainmail fucking thing that he used to wear, like...
Boy, there's some great ring gear, though, the singlets of the Steiners in the 90s.
Yeah, like, that's neon as well, though, but they have, like, neon, like, green and black or
but they would
shit.
Have the...
They did a lot of things.
Yeah. Club
they did
style.
The neon, but they would have, like, the speckles on them.
Yeah, it'd be a splash like or a speckle. Yeah,
they,
I know what you're talking
cool
about.
Shit, yeah.
Just gave him some color. I remember Rick Steiner's where he had the numbers, just numbers all over his singlet.
Really?
Love that. Great, well... Fuck, you can pull
that.
It up.
I
Rick
remember,
Steiner number singlet.
I remember, but when was that?
Early 90s. Around 92,
I'm trying to think of a match.
Oh, shit.
Because I remember seeing it. I just can't.
Look for pictures. Don't think of matches. Think of pictures. The WCW magazine.
There you go.
Great magazine.
Freebirds. Freebirds had some good stuff.
Fuck. Look at that. The Stars and Bars... robe.
Yeah.
Made by, God damn it. I can't think of what her
you
name
suck,
is.
Corey.
He did have fucking numbers. I
no, she made
lie.
Flair's robes.
Yeah.
Can tell you.
That thing.
Yep.
Johnny Walker's wife?
A fucking crazy.
The whiskey?
He is.
Yeah. Maybe not that, but who's a big country star?
Alan Jackson.
I don't know who the fuck Alan Jackson is.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, there's another country star.
Conway Twitty.
Why can't I think of her name? If you type in Ric Flair's robes, I want to say her last name is Walker. She made all their robes back then. But something else that changed. People have stopped wearing boots as much. You've gotten away from boots, and they started wearing the padded fronts to their boots.
You made that comment the other night that Rousey should come out with her feet taped.
That's what I think she should do.
That'd be kind of cool, like Muay Thai style.
Yeah. And get rid of those short boots. The only person I take that back. I've seen short boots work for two people. One was Steve Austin, the other was Scott Steiner.
Lesnar wears shorties, don't he?
Lesnar, those are almost...
like a mid...
What are they? God damn. What would you call them in boxing? They're not really boots. They are...
They're almost like high top.
Like trainers?
Wrestling shoes almost?
Yeah, wrestling. Well,
yeah, like wrestling trainers.
I couldn't pick
one. No, but I mean like you're
what are they called? Oh, wrestling shoes, dipshit. Yeah.
No, the shoes that...
No, you're right.
Like
I'm
wrestlers
wrong.
Wrestlers would wear, yeah.
Yes.
Like collegiate wrestlers.
Yeah, who made those? ASICs?
Adidas, ASICs.
ASIC, Nike. I mean, everybody makes them now, but yeah. ASIC was like the big one that made them before.
Boys, you want to put a little quick pin note in the ring attire? Do the quick game real quick since I got to be out here in less than a half an hour?
Let's do it.
Drop a pin in there.
Drop a pin. Maybe even do a part two this afternoon. We can come back all together. I don't know.
When we come back, when we come back from the game, I want to ask you about the Rock's boots.
Sure, sure. All right, today, this week, you know how we've been doing games, listeners. Every week, somebody comes up with a different game for us to play that's wrestling-related, trivia, or something along the lines. This week was my turn. It's Big E. And my choice for game this week was figuring out or guessing what the hometowns were built at for pro wrestlers and where they were actually from. So I want to run around between you guys. I don't think I want to ask any specific questions. Just the first one to pop it out gets the points. So one point for where they're from and one point where they're actually from.
Orton's really from Kansas City. Oh, sorry. That was just a reflex.
I didn't throw the Ortons on. I decided not to do that because it's pretty obvious. So we'll just go down my list. We'll go easy. If you can give me either the hometown or the build hometown for this wrestler, you get a point. So first things first, an easy one, The Undertaker.
Well, how do we buzz in?
Just do it.
Parts unknown.
Death Valley.
Death Valley, Texas.
Well, Alex got Death Valley, so that's his build hometown.
Where's Mark Calloway from?
Where's he originally from?
I don't know.
Greatest ring girl. Oh, I like that. Thank you, Frank Reynolds. It could be greatest ring girl. Who would be the greatest ring girl of all time?
Missy Hyatt.
Buffer.
I'll give you that.
Alex, I don't really want to see the Shield versus Sanity at Survivor Series. I think Sanity is a weird ripoff of what the Wyatts could have been, and I can't take Eric Young, is it? Serious.
I don't know what Sanity is.
It's an NXT stable. It is.
In life or in wrestling.
It's like when you're, yeah.
Can you imagine just real quick? So you had the Shield come out last night. Can you imagine if they brought the Wyatts out after that?
Whoa, Shield came out last night?
That's what I was saying. They did it last night. Jesus. And the Shield music and the Shield gear.
Oh.
Who did he wrestle last night? It wasn't Balor. Was it Balor?
Yeah.
So it took all three of them to put Balor out, or did someone?
No, I don't know this. I don't know the result of the match. I'm pretty sure they probably just put Reigns over clean. Like,
why wouldn't you?
But then Strowman came out, or was already out there.
I see.
Was getting ready to cash in, and the Shield music hit, and then they all came out.
It for our Raw review?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Continue. Big easy.
Back at it. So does anybody know where Taker was born or lives now?
New Mexico. He lives in Texas right now. Austin, Texas.
That's exactly right. He does live in Austin, Texas.
Damn it. Took
my answer. So you guys keeping your own points here? Because I don't really care who wins.
Mm-hmm. I've got 1,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Excellent. T.O.'s in the lead with 1,000.
T.O. wins.
Brock Lesnar, where is he from? Where does he live?
Minnesota.
North Dakota.
North Dakota, but I don't know the city.
All of you are wrong
it's
so
South
far.
Dakota.
Eric is the closest.
No, it's South Dakota.
T.O.'s correct.
And he is from...
South Dakota.
Yes. He's really,
Boise, South Dakota.
He's really close. It's not Bismarck.
Denver.
It's
shit town.
But he lives in Canada now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he...
What?
I thought he currently lived in Canada somewhere. Yeah,
he's billed as Minneapolis.
Yep. Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. He was... Is that not how you said
Minneapolis? Where was he born, Big Easy?
Webster, South Dakota.
Webster.
Webster.
God. Fucking
why did I say Minnesota?
I don't know, Eric.
I knew South Dakota.
But learn
you were right.
Your
that's where he's built from, is Minnesota.
Minnesota, that's what I thought.
So the reason I knew South Dakota is they're one of the fighters at our old gym wrestled him in high school, and he actually beat him twice. He was one of, like, two kids to beat him in high school wrestling.
Jesus Christ, build that guy a statue.
Well, this kid wasn't a good fighter.
Mazden or whatever his name is. Madsen, yeah.
Who's next?
Next on the list is Shawn Michaels. Where's he from? Where's he originally from?
Texas.
Yes,
Jesus,
but where? Where, sir?
He's from
Dallas.
Anybody could guess Texas. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
I'm just going to go through some Texas.
Well, he grew up on world class in Southwest. I'm going to say he's from Amarillo.
Amarillo.
No, San Antonio.
Yes, very good, Alex.
That's right.
Think of what's his name, Jose Lothario. He was always from San Antonio, too, wasn't he?
A real Lothario.
Indeed.
How'd they come up with that name?
I don't know.
Because he was such a dreamy guy.
But that's
Look
where
up
he was
Jose
built
Lothario,
from.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's where Shawn Michaels is built from. Can you tell me where he was born? No. Not actually a Texas native.
He was born in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wrong.
Fuck.
Huntington Beach.
Wrong. Chandler, Arizona.
I knew that.
I was about to say Nowhere's Phoenix.
T.O., wake up, man. You knew he was born in
Arizona.
In Arizona.
He's got his Google gurus.
Where were the Dudleys billed from? You guys got
Dudleyville.
Dudleyville, USA.
As well as from time to time.
What state, though? Where's Dudleyville at?
West
is that not a real place?
Has to be West Virginia.
Delaware.
That's also in West Virginia?
Dudleyville, yes. Delaware.
Now, if you've been to West Virginia, you'll notice when you pull in, you'll cross into the West Virginia. It says, welcome to West Virginia, set your watch back 30 years.
There's literally a Dudleyville like 45 minutes from here. You have to adjust.
No.
Up by Greenville?
Greenville.
Are you serious?
No, literally up by Greenville, there is a Dudleyville.
I did not know that.
Not shitting you at all.
Yes, you are.
I'll go steal the sign this weekend and bring it in next week.
It's Dudleyville, dude.
I will bring proof.
Totally.
Dudleyville is an unincorporated community in Bond County,
Boom,
Illinois.
Right.
Bond County, Illinois.
course.
But they were also billed as being from New York City.
Oh, well.
But they actually were from New York.
Did you know they are not actually brothers?
Cousins?
Dudleys?
Wait a minute. Spike and fucking Bubba Ray, though, at least,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. Yes. That's at least Devon there's a possibility.
Devon
there.
Was adopted. Or maybe those other two were adopted.
Billy Ray Dudley.
Billy Ray. All right, where were the Freedbirds from?
Bad Street USA.
Georgia.
Now, how'd the song bill it, though? Didn't bill it?
Atlanta, GA.
There you go. Bad Street, Atlanta, GA.
While walking. Oh, I'm sorry.
All I know is Corey's getting his ass kicked because we're blurting out answers louder than him.
Oh, but, yeah, feel free to yell.
That's a kind of an easy one. They were all actually from Atlanta, so. Oh,
wasn't there? Okay. Bad Street. There was a character named Bad Street, wasn't there?
That's right.
Bad Street Brown.
What did he look like? I honestly don't remember.
He was a black guy. Oh, you're talking about the guy in the mask.
I don't know.
Because they had Bad Street. Fuck me. I'm going to be wrong on this. I can't remember if it was Brad Armstrong in a mask.
Google machine.
But it might have been Brad Armstrong in a mask. The other guy was the black kid, and I can't think of him.
Shelton Benjamin?
Did he dance to the ring?
Norman Smiley?
No.
the Big Wiggle.
I love Norman.
Who's next? Who's next?
Next is this is kind of a tough one. I doubt you guys remember Gangrel. Anybody remember where Gangrel was billed from?
Hell.
No.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Satan's Kitchen.
Hailing from the other side of darkness.
Oh yeah, duh. How did I not get that?
That's so dumb. I had to put that in though.
He was from the other side of darkness,
aka California.
He was billed from the other side of darkness.
Yep.
Is that where Dada 500 was from?
That is where Dada was from, yeah.
Dada,
what was his name?
5,000.
Dada 5,000.
God rest his soul.
You know, 500 was the generic version. He was worth a tenth.
Saying Dada 5,000 takes me back to remembering that he was an organ donor. Oh, yeah? You got a new kidney? Who'd you get it from? Dada 5,000.
So this next one's a little tough. Stunning Steve Austin.
Hollywood, California.
Hollywood.
Very good. Alex gets that. Actually from?
Austin, Texas.
There you go.
Hey, he was from Austin? Fuck.
Yeah, close enough.
That's why they called him Steve Austin, man.
Here's a tough one.
Obviously. It's China. Like I'm Eric Woodward.
Does anybody remember?
Or Corey Edwardsville or Corey Dalto.
Where was China from? Billed.
Billings, Montana.
Nobody's remembering this one. This is too tough.
Parts unknown.
Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Wow, I was going to say Vermont. She's
actually from Rochester.
She was from fucking New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But they put her as New Hampshire?
They put her as New Hampshire, but she's actually from Rochester.
Did they actually announce? There's something else they stopped doing. They stopped announcing where people were from.
Yeah, right. A lot of the time.
Well, there's not.
Unless
do you even see announcements on TV anymore? Do they actually do that for TV?
But do you know there's a huge streak of, it's a big thing that McMahon gets his jollies off now is burying people in their hometown?
That's like fucking Benoit was from Canada. They stopped naming him as being from Canada. But yes, you're right. They when people go home, they get beat at home.
Yep,
he's weird.
He loves it for some reason.
It's heat, man. You got to get that heat.
I guess.
All right, moving on. Dean Malenko. You guys got to know where Dean was from. Is this too hard? Did I go too hard this time?
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah, well, I did
Texas,
go too hard.
Maybe.
Tampa.
Tampa.
Actually from Jersey.
Because his dad was in the region down there.
Boris.
The next two are two completely unrelated sets of characters, so to speak.
Okay.
Both billed from the same place. The first of the two is Damien Demento, who shared hometown with the Head Shrinkers.
Parts unknown?
No.
Fuck. I was waiting for parts
Fiji.
Unknown today.
Yeah, I was going to say Samoa.
The Fiji Islands, Damien Demento.
Yeah, that's exactly wrong.
Yeah.
Come on. Do you know who Damien Demento is? Mondo Clean?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he was Mondo Clean before he was Damien Demento.
So those guys were all
because he would look
from,
like Mr. Clean. Okay, go ahead.
They were all from the outer reaches of your mind. You guys remember that at all? No?
No, what state's that in?
Well, Damien comes from the Long Island version, and the Head Shrinkers are from the Jersey version.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The outer reaches of your mind.
Yeah, how weak. Huh. All right. How about Razor Ramon and Scott Hall? Where were they billed from?
Miami.
Very good. Where was he actually from?
Tampa.
Wrong.
Fuck.
He was born in St. Mary's County, Maryland.
St. Mary's County, Maryland.
I know
weird.
He was
common knowledge.
He was
of course.
what do you call him? Army brats?
Was he?
Was he?
Yeah.
Moved around a lot. Yeah. There was, he lived in Germany and a few other places too. But
then he killed a guy.
Really? Bummer.
No, he did.
Brick killed a guy.
Brick, you got to go into hiding for a while. This is the best part of that fucking movie, man. The whole fight scenes, yes. Both of those movies.
Stabbed a guy with a trident.
Brick, you might want to hide out.
Brick, where'd you get that hand grenade? I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, Chris Benoit, build and actually from?
Canada, but yeah. They ended up in Atlanta, as we all know.
But where was he built out of Canada? Hailing from blankety blank blank Canada.
I'm going to say Montreal. Hamilton, Ontario.
Halifax?
Ooh. You might
so, Eric got Montreal correct. That's where he was actually from.
Okay.
You heard it here, folks. Chris Benoit is a French-Canadian.
Frenchy.
Build out of, and this is
Atlanta,
gonna,
Georgia.
No. This is going to make more sense to you. Edmonton, Alberta.
Because I couldn't think of it, so I was looking it up, and I was like, crap.
Not yeah, Calgary, Alberta.
Nope.
Edmonton, Alberta.
Yep. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yep, that's it.
Calgary, right. Alberta, this that's Bret Hart, right?
All this is geography for
yeah,
people
I love
that
geography.
Don't know their shit.
Yeah.
So do I.
It's beautiful. Ric Flair, build and from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
He's born in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Wrong.
Fuck. Man, I suck.
Fayetteville, Georgia.
Wrong.
Fayetteville.
That's lives near one. There. He lives currently in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
No, is that he's from.
You guys probably won't get this. It's kind of a surprise.
It's Minnesota.
Nope.
Or
he was born in the Dakotas.
Mm-mm.
Asshole. Michigan.
Memphis. Born in Memphis.
Really?
Yeah. See, they were movers, something. Too.
Yeah.
His dad was a doctor.
Was he really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
A all gynecologist.
Right. How about Chris Jericho? Where's he from? In
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, God damn.
You idiot.
And his name's Chris Irvine.
That's true.
His name is
Jericho
Chris
Irvine.
But where
his father is a hockey player.
Where was he actually
dead
from?
Irvine. Where was he born or where was he built from?
Where was he born and where does he live?
Long Island.
I'm going to guess he moved out. I'm going to guess he moved to the Southwest.
Wrong.
Okay.
He currently resides in Odessa, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Born.
This is something T.O. and I always
in Manhasset. New York.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, taxes, man.
All those guys live down in that Florida area.
Taxes.
All right, Yokozuna.
Hawaii.
Ooh.
New Jersey.
Yeah, but he was Japanese, where he was built from Osaka, Japan, Osaka? Or,
he was built from Tokyo. Osaka.
Tokyo.
Or Tokyo.
Or you actually know, what they used to say was the land of the rising sun.
Every time I hear these towns, I hear Paul Stanley screaming a town's name.
Too many Kiss shows for you, huh?
Yep.
St. Louis!
Sorry.
Yokozuna actually born San Francisco.
Oh!
Really?
That's where they're all from. Yeah. The fucking Samoans and those guys. Yeah. God damn it. Yep.
All right, how about Triple H? Jean-Paul Levesque.
New Hampshire? Vermont?
He was from New Hampshire. He's from Nashua. Where is he
what
built from?
What a place to be.
I've been there. It's okay.
Didn't Dunder Mifflin have a branch in Nashua?
They did.
That was Nashua, New York, I think, not New Hampshire.
Ithaca?
Now, where was he billed from as
Austin?
Didn't they bill him just from Greenwich?
They did bill him just from Greenwich.
Damn it. Very I thought it was Austin, Massachusetts.
No, it's Boston. It's Boston, Texas.
Boston, Texas.
Boston,
isn't
Texas.
Isn't that where Tom Green told him they went?
Yeah.
Austin,
yes.
Massachusetts?
Yes, it was.
With Amy Smart, one of the... People used to love her. Yeah. I thought she was nasty.
Really?
Really, I didn't dig her.
Amy Smart? She was cute, but she peaked out.
The last movie I remember her in was Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds.
Remember she got nude in the movie with Jason Statham, and they did
classic
it on the
movie.
Sidewalk.
She got naked in what the fuck is the Tom Green movie?
Road Trip.
Yeah.
She's naked in that.
Was she?
Yeah. She had the sex scene with the kid that I can't
That's
name.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Was it, no, it wasn't David Arquette, but I feel like he was in a movie with David Arquette. Was he in that Ready to Rumble movie, that same kid?
No.
No. Good.
Right, let's keep pushing, boys. I got about 10 more minutes.
Push it.
The Rock. Where was The Rock from and build?
He's from Florida.
Build
oh,
from
well,
Miami.
Oh, goddamn. What territory was Rocky Johnson in at the time?
Build from Miami. You got that right.
Where was he actually born?
Where was he born?
Honolulu.
Wrong. Hayward, California.
Fuck.
Strangely enough, probably close to San Fran if you think about it.
Rocky was working the fucking territories back then.
Sure. You guys should get this one. Hulk Hogan.
Venice Beach, California.
As well as
Tampa,
later,
Florida.
That's true.
Hollywood, California.
There you go. That's what I'm looking for. Where, and not a lot of people know this because he used to get a lot of shit from being the guy up north, but where was he born?
Hogan?
I know this.
Blew my mind. I did not know this.
Oh, he was born in Minnesota.
Hogan was?
Hogan?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Ohio. Fuck, I don't know.
He was born in Augusta, Georgia. He's a Georgia boy. Isn't that fucking crazy? I thought that was nuts. Like, as much as the
I've heard
guys hated him, and he was the guy from up north.
I've heard some of the things he said. That sounds exactly right.
Georgia sounds right. Sounds like a Georgian.
No offense to anybody from Georgia.
All right, Sabu. You guys remember Sabu, hopefully.
Coming from you.
Homicidal, genocidal. You know that guy?
No.
ECW guy? No?
I'm not an ECW. I don't know my shit about ECW. Where's Sabu from?
He was billed out of, anyone?
Hannibal Lecter, Colorado.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
Yeah, because he had the whole like chic thing going on. And
yeah.
Actually from Staten Island, though. Gotta love those gimmicks.
One of those boroughs.
He actually was Middle Eastern descent, though, so he had that going for him.
Oh, the chic, man.
Yeah. Ted DiBiase, billed out of.
Fuck, I got no clue.
Yeah, two different places I found these billed out of.
Where was Iron Mike? Kansas City, Missouri.
No.
Fuck. I really Denver, am not good at this game.
The Sunshine State.
That's right. Gorgeous.
I don't know.
Arizona.
He was billed out of Bel Air, California. Think about that.
Bel Air.
Oh,
that makes sense.
I'm trying to think of where he was actually born.
He was born in Miami. He was born in Miami. Very good. Right now he resides in Clinton, Mississippi. He also was billed out of Omaha, strangely. I guess that would have been earlier in his career, pre-Million Dollar Man days.
It's a Mid-South thing.
Could be.
Who next?
Next is a tag team, Nikita and Ivan Koloff.
Russia.
The Kremlin. They were built from the Kremlin, weren't they?
Moscow, Russia. But do you know where they were from?
Scott Simpson's a Minnesota guy.
Minnesota.
And Ivan Koloff's a Canadian.
They were both actually Canadian.
Scott Simpson's Canadian?
That's what my research shows.
Really?
Yeah. Looking it up.
He's a Minnesota guy. I know that. He went to school with Road Warrior Animal.
Nikita Koloff, Nelson Simpson, born Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Thank you.
Fuck me.
Bitches.
Yeah, I'm not very good at this.
Bitches.
This whole facts thing. You know I work on a show where the facts are pretty well loose, right?
Who was the one last week where you said who Doink was, and you said
Ray Apollo.
Ray Apollo.
Yeah, that's
I think
what it
Ray
said.
Apollo's black.
I mean, maybe.
Here's kind of a fun one. Last one I have on my kind of serious list.
Okay.
Sid Vicious.
Oh.
Softballville, Virginia.
Close.
Wherever he darn well pleases.
That's exactly right. Anywhere he damn well pleases.
He's a Memphis, Tennessee guy, isn't he?
He's actually born in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yep.
Born in Arkansas.
That's all I got for this guy from there and there. But what I have now is a list of, I think, about...
You don't even have Cactus Jack on there.
I didn't bother. Everybody knows he didn't even have
Big Boss Man either, because we all know where he's from.
Cobb County, Georgia, baby.
Where's Cactus Jack from? Give it to him, Alex.
Truth or consequences, New Mexico.
That's right.
Damn right.
All right, so the next part is Parts Unknown. There was a shit ton of people from Parts Unknown. So just start naming them out, and we'll see if I got them on my list.
Oh, the population.
Ultimate Warrior.
Correct. I haven't.
Papa Shango.
Correct.
Parte Unknone.
I don't have him.
No, that's Parts Unknown in Latin.
I don't know that one.
I don't have him.
Yeah, shit Latin, yeah.
Blade Runners?
I don't have them on my list, but that could have been.
I don't know.
Sting is Venice Beach.
Oz. True.
Was Oz from Parts Unknown? I thought he was from Oz.
I'm just throwing.
I think Oz was from Oz.
I don't know.
Elegante.
Give me another.
He's from Argentina.
What's that?
Elegante.
Elegante.
I'll just go through the list. Fuck it. Here's what I got.
Okay.
Abyss. Everybody probably doesn't know Abyss. He was a big TNA monster.
Yeah.
Battle Cat. I did not know who that was. Any of them I didn't know after that one, I just threw out. Kane. Originally built from Parts Unknown, which is funny because his brother was from
Death Valley.
Mm-hmm. They bothered to change it up, I guess, with the whole storyline of he was missing for all those years.
Well, they were born in different cities. Their family traveled.
I thought they had a...
Paul Bearer had a lot of work in other states.
Hmm. All right, moving on.
I would like to think.
The Missing Link. You guys remember that crazy fuck?
Fucking A, baby.
Yeah, he's from Parts Unknown. Suicide from TNA. I didn't know who that was. The Berserker built from Parts Unknown.
John Nord.
I love that guy.
Huss.
The Destroyer, also registered as Dr. X. You guys remember him?
No. I do.
Vaguely, yeah. I just barely remembered it as well and tossed it down.
You can find a picture of Debbie Harry wearing a Dr. X shirt.
What about the Assassins?
I didn't have
one. Ooh.
Or Mr. Wrestling 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Mr. Wrestling, there we go. Tim Woods.
Doink the Clown, also billed from Parts Unknown.
Oh, of course Matt Bourne was from Parts Unknown.
No, Ray Apollo.
Ray Apollo, I'm sorry.
The Giant Gonzalez, billed from Parts Unknown.
Oh, so Elegante, sort of.
There it is.
Yeah, sort of.
Finally.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Where was Gold Dust from?
Hollywood, wasn't Hollywood.
I thought it was Hollywood, but
something like that. Because remember, he had the whole vignettes of all the fucking movies. He was a movie guy originally. Martin Lee had the director's chair, and
there's some good ring gear.
Yeah, that's great ring.
Very
gear.
Very underrated diva, in my opinion.
Executioner is the only other one I got.
Oh wait a minute, hold on. Gold Dust. He's got one up on Damien Demento, built from the deepest, darkest corner of his mind.
Oh,
thank
shit.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, boys, that's it for my game today. I hope you enjoyed it.
Where's Ray Apollo from? Somebody look that up. I want to know where fucking Ray Apollo. If nothing else, this is going to become the Ray Apollo podcast.
It's a meme now.
All right, boys, with that, I have to run. I got to go get a cleaning at my dentist. You guys want to catch back up this afternoon? You're going to finish out ring gear without me. Either way, I don't care.
We're finishing this fucker up.
Get it
you
on.
Know, when you, when
I'll
you,
listen to it later on.
When you Google no, Ray Apollo, the first fucking thing that comes up.
That's God. Awesome. So.
All right, boys, catch you in a bit.
Ray Apollo wasn't even his real name.
Good talk, E. Now we're going to have a cities show. Who has the most wrestlers from, I mean, everybody's from Texas. Everybody went to Southwest Texas State.
Ray Lucchio.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
But that's what it was called, though?
Southwest Texas.
Hold on.
It's Texas. Is it West Texas State?
Yeah.
It's West Texas State. Yep. Tully Blanchard, yep. Tito Santana, the Funks.
Oh, Chico.
Good God.
Okay. Isn't that where Austin played at?
I have an update.
Yes.
Let me read this paragraph.
Okay, Ray Apollo. Hold on. We've got...
Wait, hang on. Just Ray Licicelli, better known as Ray Apollo, is an American professional wrestler best known for portraying Doink the Clown in the World Wrestling Federation during the mid-90s. He was the third Doink after Matt Osborne and Steve Labarty.
The Brooklyn Brawler played Doink? I didn't know that.
Everybody played
Doink. He did it all, baby.
Ray still appears in an independent wrestling show. So I wasn't wrong. He was a third Doink. He was a Doink. Ray Apollo
I'll give
was
you that.
A Doink.
Just not the original.
Just not the original. But he was Doink.
The one we've come to know and love.
I love the character more than the original person.
Good yep. See, West good Texas job, State good talk, University.
Good talk. Good talking.
Good
He's got a
teeth.
Good radio voice.
Who?
Big Easy.
Yeah, not bad.
As opposed to ours. Yeah, we're not as good. Back to ring gear. This show's pretty much shot now. Everybody's tired.
Yeah, the flow's really gone.
Well, it's just we're used to that. Maybe we'll have to play games at the beginning of the shows now. Then everything that we're all looking forward to playing the game at the end of the show.
I know. I like the games now. The games are great. Got to figure out a new one for next week, though.
Yeah, the Ray Apollo trivia game.
Ray Apollo
Ray
trivia.
Ray Apollo with the 13 trivia.
That's just that name just rolls off the tongue. Ray Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Kind of almost just like Apollo Creed. Like, that's just... Meh.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We brought up some good ring gear guys, though, in that. What do you think of guys wrestling with shirts on? How gay did that sound? Jesus Christ. What do you think about guys sucking dick in the ring?
I mean, it just depends on the form, because I'm all for a dick sucking in the ring, but it just has to... They got to do it right, you know?
No offense to anybody that sucks cock out there, but... I'll be honest, not a big fan.
Not for me.
Who's the guy that grabs people by the dick now?
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
You think I'm joking?
No, I believe you. I've seen some fucking videos.
That's his move, the dick grab. Mm.
That's that fucking, what's his name?
It's a new one to me.
Are you serious?
No, it's the guy on the indies. He actually does really good on the indies.
Mustache?
Yeah, what is his name?
I don't know, but he's got a mustache, and he was on, and he was in GLOW the first season. He wrestled the kid in that was the Miz's understudy for a bit.
Sandow.
No.
But they wrestle
Riley.
Him. Yeah. Oh. What's his first name?
Austin Riley or whatever or something.
Alex Riley.
Alex Riley.
Hey.
Yeah, that was close.
Alex hey. Hates women, so that was perfect that we brought
Ryan.
There.
Joey Ryan's the guy's name that does
Joey play. Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wrestled in GLOW. They were the match that they went to see.
Cornette's a huge fan of his, if you can imagine.
Yeah, not a fan, is he? What? Joey but Ryan. Going back, what do you guys think of shirt wearing?
It was
not
okay.
Wrestling in wrestling tights and wearing fucking jean shorts to the ring and tennis shoes. I fucking hate that.
It had One to be the character, though, man.
I
you
loved.
Know, like, it just had to be the character. Like Steve Austin did sometimes. He'd wrestle in a shirt, wouldn't he?
No.
No. He'd come out and kick ass and do something quick, like a beatdown.
Yeah.
But I remember one of the reasons I loved Kevin Von Erich as a kid is because he wrestled barefoot.
Well, there's a difference between barefoot and wrestling in tennis shoes.
No, no, I just like that he wrestled in, he wrestled barefoot.
Okay, Steve Austin, since we set him, what do you think of tight-wise? Do you like the red, blue, and green, like, swooshes on his, when he wore shorts? Or are you a fan of the all-black? I liked when he had long hair. I was a fan of his before he became Stone Cold.
I was, too. Steve Austin.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
From Hollywood, right? Didn't we just say that?
Hollywood, California.
Yeah.
I ain't from Hollywood, boy. I ain't got a goddamn...
Was he pretty much... I don't remember, because this was a long time. I don't remember, and I haven't went back and watched. Was he pretty much the same character as Stone Cold? Did he have, like, that same fucking... I'll
no.
whip your ass. I mean, what was his demeanor like when he was
stunning...
He didn't
have a southern accent.
When he was stunning Steve Austin. What was his, like, what was his demeanor?
Just,
I can't remember.
He just... To me, he was just known as a good worker. I mean, he always had decent matches.
A mechanic.
In my opinion, anyway.
Good mechanic.
He was always very...
I think we should do a show, just talk about verbiage in wrestling. Give him the office. Using a foreign object.
It would be
wrestling
good.
Wrestling metaphors.
Just old, just...
Kayfabe. Kayfabian. Former wrestler. Kayfabian.
No.
No?
No.
Really?
No.
You don't want to learn about the...
No, I don't know. I've never heard of him.
No, it was a joke that McMahon and San Martino...
No, I totally would.
Very, very bad reference. It was an obtuse reference. Are you being obtuse? Did I use it indirectly? What does he say? Shawshank Redemption?
You're being obtuse.
It's been years since I've watched that movie.
What the fuck did you just call it? Because
he doesn't know what it fucking means.
Yeah, the prison warden or whatever.
What a movie. God,
or how
movie.
Could you be so obtuse?
That's right.
That's what it is. Andy.
We're going to do a show on that.
Shawshank? Yeah, we should.
Yes, that too.
The Three Sisters, that'd have been a tag team there, wouldn't it?
Could be.
You know, from the prison, the sisters.
Yeah.
Two things never happen again. Andy never got bothered by Boggs, and Boggs never walked
again. So Frank, who's your greatest ring girl?
That was goddamn good Morgan Freeman.
That was actually really good.
Scary good.
If you stayed with us, Frank, who, you know, you thought we said greatest ring girl. Who's your greatest ring girl?
We'll
give you time.
Our viewership has actually increased. We have five
so
people watching now.
What is the difference between a ring girl and an actual girl wrestler? What do you mean by ring girl?
Just never all ring.
Right, I mean, I don't get what we're just,
are we talking like
are we differentiating
are we talking
ballets
in general or yeah?
Are we, yeah.
I see where you guys.
Ooh, I know how to piss Alex off. Who was your favorite girl wrestler? What was her best gear? I always loved Mickie James shit that when she wore like a skirt. Oh my god, her fucking ass hung out of everything she ever wore.
Sonny, when she was with that guy that was like they were like athletic. Who was her old man?
Body Donnas.
The locker room.
Oh snap, got him. No, but I liked her gear.
There's some good ring gear. Shawn Michaels.
Her ring gear was other guy's semen.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's no good. That doesn't sound like
she's
a real ring gear.
She's now, so we can talk about her that way.
What do you like Shawn Michaels better in his tights, or do you like him when he wore those half-leather pants type things?
I liked it when his eye didn't wander.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's not part of his gear, though.
Oh.
I mean, it could be.
That's not part of his gimmick.
I don't prefer the assless chaps, though.
See, I thought he took eye lessons and taught his eye.
Why didn't Shawn Michaels come out to, and I wonder, wah, wah, wah. That would be bad. You wouldn't want to do that.
That's how he won so many of his matches.
How?
He was faking him out. They thought he was looking one way. He juked
going
left.
Someone. They thought he was going to punch over here, and he'd get him with a straight.
Well, Shawn Michaels, you never forget to cross your T's and dot your
lowercase
J's.
He was throwing no-look punches all the time.
Oh, I like it.
Have you guys heard his theme music, but it sounds like it's sung by McMahon?
Oh, Shawn.
It's that
he
version, but it sounds like McMahon is singing
I'm
it.
Sexy.
You got to YouTube
is it Pritchard doing it?
No, I don't know who it is.
I bet it's Pritchard doing the doing his voice.
T.O. and I both subscribe to Something to Wrestle With.
So are we going to
Starcast?
Are we gonna rent it?
Did we get a table or not?
What?
Oh, no,
big announcement here, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, we should take a camera next week. Take it to the gym. and we'll just do wrestling moves on each other, live stream wrestling moves, like see who can get hurt the first. Yeah, first one to get hurt loses.
How about you blade yourself and we show them how to make
a blade if someone lets me put him in the Scorpion Deathlock.
Deal.
No problem.
There's, right. There's nothing if that gym soft to land on. That's all I'm going to say. No, but you can rent StarCast for the weekend. All the like the roast of Pritchard, the live podcasts. It's like $89 for four.
Jesus
fucking
Christ. I'll pay for it.
Are you shitting me?
I think there's gonna be some good stuff on there.
Hold on. It's $90 to rent that? I'm sorry, 89?
I don't think it counts the card either. I think it's just all the podcasts and the extras, but it's the NWO reunion to where they've got like an hour with
good thing they haven't done that 40 fucking times in the past 10 years.
No, but there's a lot of good stuff. There's the Roast of Pritchard.
Aren't they talking about War Games? There's a War Games one.
There's like two or three things a night that look pretty good to where if I'm going to spend 4 or 5 hours on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday watching it, if you break it down 15 hours of content, or even if it's 10 hours of content, I'll pay fucking $9 an hour for content for something to watch on the weekend. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well,
StarCast, that's next 2 weekends away?
It's the holiday weekend, whatever weekend that is.
Labor Day?
Yeah.
We labor on Labor Day. We don't.
No.
StarCast weekend pass, $99.99.
Oh, that's one up.
Jesus.
Does it count the card, though?
I don't know. Let's look.
How many? Never mind.
I don't think it counts. I don't even know when the matches are.
Jesus Christ, you could sell a lot of deodorant at that.
We talked about how big of a piece of shit CM Punk is for this Colt Cabana stuff.
It's going to be one of our debates next week. Who's a bigger jack-off, Vince McMahon or Dana White? But yeah, go ahead and talk about
or CM Punk.
Wouldn't that be fucked if you come out with a wrestling storyline? They're actually brothers.
Who?
Vince McMahon and Dana White. Dana White's just the younger brother. The
he'd have to be a son.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Vinnie Mac's fucking old, isn't he?
There's no...
Dana's probably 45, 50,
there's nothing
there.
I mean, everything UFC's done is a ripoff of WWE. I mean, he admits to that.
Talking about Dana White?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save it for next week.
They stole the business... Or didn't steal the business model. They took their business
model. It's what we're leading with next week.
That's the problem.
Who's the bigger asshole?
That's why you can't... That's why the UFC is in such issues right now, because unlike the WWF, you can't have that business model.
They know how to make stars.
If you're not deciding who the star is. You can't build a star that gets knocked out two straight times.
There you go. That's not good.
But did you see if the matches were included?
Telling me. Because it wants me to create a login and all that.
From the Allstate Center? What's it called now?
I believe the same.
The Rosemont Horizon? Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's Rosemont.
Yeah. The old one. I'm curious.
It's not Allstate. I know that.
Are you sure?
Can't be.
Allstate Arena.
Yeah.
It's still Allstate, like I said.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Fuck.
What that card's going to be and who's going to be on it.
I didn't know who was wrestling at SummerSlam. I sure as fuck don't know who's wrestling at All In. Hashtag All In.
Hashtag Young Bucks Superkick.
We have.
Okay.
Nick. Is it Aldis? Aldis?
Nick Aldis. I know he's the NWA champion, isn't he?
Versus Cody Rhodes. You've got Okada versus Marty Scurll.
Okay.
Joey Janela. I don't know who that is. Versus Hangman Page.
Ooh, Hangman Page.
Sounds like a porno she'll make in a couple months.
Could you not have come up with something besides Hangman Page? Could you maybe come up with Hangman Harris or something?
Yeah, Hangman Page. I'm sure that name won't be able to be used when she kills herself in 3 years.
All right.
Jesus.
You've got...
Okay.
Hangirl Page.
You've got the Golden Elite, which is Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, and Kota Ibushi versus Bandido, Phoenix, and Rey Mysterio.
Hold on. Can you check and make sure Hangman Page is not Diamond Dallas Page's son?
He is not.
Okay.
Real name, Stevie Woltz.
It's Kimberly's kid.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Christopher Daniels versus Stephen Amell, the guy from...
Stephen Amell.
Amell, whatever, from whatever that...
The TV
Arrow,
show?
Arrow show, yeah.
No idea.
Briscoe Brothers, Jay and Mark versus SoCal Uncensored, which is Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio
Sky. How
did
the Briscoe Brothers never make it? Not those Briscoe Brothers,
no, but
these
they had
Briscoe
a,
Brothers.
They had
Jack and Jerry?
Racial.
Briscoe with an E.
I had a racial episode right before there about this.
There's a shock.
We've got
15-person battle royale to determine the number one contender for the Ring of Honor championship.
That's free on WGN the first hour. The winner of that fights for the belt that night.
They're having a fucking pre-show?
They're a pre-show on WGN, and it's free.
Shut up.
Yeah. Well, then Chicago.
Then you've got the winner of that goes up against Jay Lethal for the belt. You've got a four-way match, Madison Rayne versus Britt Baker versus Chelsea Green versus Tessa Blanchard. And last but not least, Kenny Omega versus Pentagon.
Don't know who that is.
Pentagon
Junior.
So
Pentagon.
Pentagon.
I had not seen the one kid work.
Who dis?
You said you watched the match Saturday night. The one NXT match.
Ricochet and Adam Cole?
I never watched Ricochet work.
Before that, I hadn't either. I knew he was good. But
yeah. He can go.
Well.
What time are we at here, guys?
We are at 1:25.
That's elapsed time. That's not even live, so we haven't done the show that long. About 10 minutes minus that. So we're about 1:15. So starting in 2 weeks, we're going to be filling fucking 15 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Not this week, though.
Hey, I can fill a couple minutes with talking about this shiny piece of hardware here.
Talk about it.
Like. This is the NWA United States Tag Team Belt. I associate this with Midnight Express for the most part.
I knew you were
going
to say that.
Well, who else? I mean, Steiner's had it.
Dick Slater and Greg Valentine had it. They were the last champions. Boom.
Really?
Look it up.
Looking it up. Freebirds had it. Let's see.
Didn't
Pillman and Z-Man
my favorite tag team, Tom Zink and Brian Pillman, carry those belts for a bit?
That's what he just said.
I didn't hear you. I was too busy talking.
Let's run down. We've got the Russians had it.
That's true.
Garvin and Barry Windham had it.
Of course.
Murdoch, Ivan Koloff. Midnight Express, the Fantastics, Bobby Fulton and Tommy Rogers.
God damn, can't go a show without mentioning the Fantastics.
Kevin Sullivan and Steve Williams, Eddie Gilbert, Rick Steiner. And
did Bunkhouse Buck ever have that title?
No.
Oh, hell of a worker.
Let's see. the Patriots, Todd Champion and Firebreaker Chip.
There it is.
The Young Pistols.
God damn right.
Big Josh and Ron Simmons. I don't remember that one.
That was a hell of a tag team.
Terry Taylor, Greg Valentine, Dick Slater and the
Red Rooster?
Yeah.
Dick Slater and the Barbarian?
Were the last champions.
Fuck. I knew it was somebody in there. I knew Dick Slater got a run at the end. That fucker, if he had never gotten a car crash.
I got a question. How do they say, and just, I was just thinking about this.
Dirty Dick Slater.
How do they say there's never been a black WWF champion?
How do they say that?
Yeah.
Easy.
Just like you did.
Yep.
Ooh, so is that true? That's not true.
With the lineage of the belt, though, didn't Ron Simmons hold the NWA title?
Well, technically, The Rock's black.
Right, what about Booker T? Didn't he?
As an African-American, though. I think he identifies
Booker T was the world champion when they had the two separate belts.
So now that red belt they have, I guess, is the big belt, and they're saying that is what is the equivalent of what Austin and the guy... The Wing Engel belt from the Attitude Era.
Stupid.
I was just curious about that. I never.
Oh, they're saying the Universal Championship as opposed to... That's the red one, right? Red is Universal, and then what's the other one?
Just WWE Championship. They don't have the World Championship. They don't have a name for it.
It's not the Winged Eagle anymore.
Who's that champion?
No. Styles. Still, isn't it?
AJ Styles? There's a fucking worker.
He can go.
He can go.
He can go.
See, there's more wrestling talk.
He's
right
a goer.
There. Worker. A good worker. He's a mechanic.
He's a goer.
He is a goer.
Remember watching...
Testicular fortitude.
I'll tell you this.
I had to throw that one in
Shot to the breadbasket.
Oh!
Yeah,
Bobby Heenan.
In the solar plexus?
Solar plexus. Yes. I liked it.
Go old school.
The occipital protuberance? No, I'm sorry.
If you go back and watch Gordon Solie, he doesn't pronounce it suplex. He always says suplay.
Yes, he does.
Really?
So I remember watching Royal Rumble.
You're not enjoying this?
Collar elbow tie-up.
Just go.
Collar and elbow tie-up.
There
Look
we go.
Look at these.
Talking about Styles real quick.
Pier Sixer? Sorry.
When Styles came in the Royal Rumble, it's a surprise. I mean, you were both like, what the fuck is this?
Arm Drag Takeover?
That's a big surprise. Like, I had such a negative attitude towards him and thought he was just going to be. I mean, we were both like, this guy gets to come straight to the main roster and not go to the NXT?
Guess we didn't know him well enough.
Yeah.
He's pretty tall. Tall means he's good in my language. Sorry.
Tall cotton.
Now, man, now I'm just thinking about wrestling.
I am too.
Just
by God, he's broken in half.
Herbiage. I'm telling you.
Did you hear it?
No,
been
no.
Broken in half.
Said,
how many times?
By
have
God,
you said
he's broken
that?
In half.
Jim Ross. Yeah, what's your Jim Ross favorite?
Through hellfire and brimstone.
That's right.
It's
hellfire
Kane.
And brimstone. My God.
I fucking loved that one. Oh, that was so good.
That's what,
he goes have a mud hole in him.
That could be a game where we go like through that? And we pick just different announcers and they're saying. So you could have like Heenan, Shivani,
Lawler.
One of the biggest nights in the history of wrestling.
No, but go through different like catchphrases. Like
I'll put butts
Lawler's
in the seats.
Will be like puppies. Like ooh. Just, you know, stupid shit like
puppies.
That.
Yeah.
That's what,
puppies.
Yeah.
Who what?
That was Lawler.
God damn it. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
What a great saying in the history of wrestling. Jesus Christ.
Some of the stupidest shit.
He tried to dive through the window.
Yeah.
He tried to dive through the glass window to escape.
It's not fair to Flair.
Heenan.
God fucking Heenan.
Man. Heenan had some good ones, man.
I liked Bobby the Brain.
And
yeah.
Listening now.
Put that cigarette out. That's Okerlund. Come on.
You remember when the SummerSlam sign fell off?
He just yells fuck.
Listening
who paid
to
for this?
Listening to the WCW Conrad and Shivani. Yeah. And Shivani just openly says, like, you know, oh, yeah, Heenan was shit-faced for this one. Yeah, he was drunk.
Yeah, what was that, Road Wild?
Yeah, yeah. Now, it appears that Bobby might have been a little intoxicated for this one. Yeah, Bobby was about the end of the road with all of us. It was kind of sad, but he was, he was shit-faced.
Pretty much had it with everyone
yeah.
around him.
What a sad story, though, him, man.
Lost his voice long before long before it needed to be gone.
He was good.
Yeah,
he'd be good right now.
Yeah, he would.
He
was
good with everyone. There's some guys that you have to have the camaraderie to where they're
taking my dip out. Now that we're talking about that, yeah,
he could go on there and he could play off of anyone. McMahon, Savage, Jesse Ventura, anyone they put him up with when he was doing it. He was good.
They were just talking about him on Pritchard's, how much Ebersol liked Heenan, Savage,
they don't talk
Hogan.
About him a lot.
No, they don't.
Which makes, like, Pritchard talks about a lot of stuff. Pritchard really doesn't talk about Heenan, so I wonder if there's something
bad.
There, you know?
Well, don't speak ill of the dead. That's good. Although they talk about Warrior.
Yeah.
Heenan just was, just whenever he went to commentating, like, he was just into the matches. Like, if you watch is it Davey Boy Smith and Shawn Michaels from that Saturday night's main event,
mm-hmm.
where there's a spot where Shawn Michaels takes the turnbuckle off, and McMahon's like, "Well, now wait a minute, he took the turnbuckle pad off," and he was like, "No, no, 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 it was the north corner,
the north corner." Sounds right.
Oh, he's...
And then Shawn Michaels wins, and he's walking to the back, and Heenan just like whistling his theme music as he's walking. It's just little things like that that I don't know.
There's good ring gear too, and Heenan always had the silver jacket with his or black jacket, satin
sequence
with the good looking.
They say he was one of the best workers. He would
he
have
was.
Been, he, they said he would have been an unbelievable wrestler.
It was
if he
Ray Stevens as a manager,
like one of the best bumpers is what you know they. People go back and say.
I agree. No arguments here. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Is it time?
Everybody's falling asleep, yes. We're all very tired. It's been a long
from
week.
All the work
Thank God it's Friday, though, huh?
Yeah.
TGIF. All right.
TGIT.
He checked out at the right time. He knew when the getting was good. But the getting's good for us now. Next week, we'll talk about something. Who fucking knows? But
wait a
we'll
minute.
Come back. What?
What a... Hold on. I can tell you what we're talking about next week.
Jesus Christ. Bring it.
Because I put together a schedule of sorts.
Oh.
Schedule. I suggested either picking the U.S. or TV belt and talking about that and associated matches next week. Yay.
Let's do it. Fucking hell.
All right.
I'm with it.
There you go.
If we do something else, it'll be a surprise.
Yeah. Well, come on. I'm down with that. I can talk about it all day. Eric loves him some TV title matches.
I think I liked it better than the U.S. title. It just looked cooler. The TV title, you know?
I'll give you that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The originals. You've got all the originals, so.
Oh, working on.
Bring those fuckers. Bring them. Okay, we're getting out of here. Next week, you TV, what are we talking about?
TV champions.
TV titles.
Matches. Do it.
Okay, for Alex, for T.O.
Everyone else that's left.
For it. Big Easy, for Big Eric. For me, I'm Corey. We're getting out of here. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.